And now.
Capital 263. What time is it?
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
What's good, Brian Willis?
I am chilled, Celatine. How are you?
I'm feeling great and glad to have survived February.
I don't know. January is the worst season. February is okay.
Okay, all right. I take it you had a good February, so...
It wasn't really that great, but it better than January.
Anyway, we always start to elevate and build up as the year progresses.
We can only go up from here, man.
But talking about other people who are elevating and building, shout out to Junior Brown. Can you have a bomb or something for him? Shout out to Breezy. Breezy just making moves in silence, man. Breezy just renewed his contract with Tel One.
Breezy's lasagna.
So, yeah.
Real G's moving silence.
It's real fire. And he's making moves. So, he's going to have another busy, great year ahead. And I think it's only the start. Shout out to Junior Brown. And just to segue, again, to just touch on some people like around him. Shout out to Take Fizzle. He'll be dropping his Faces EP end of March.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And it features Stunner, Ten, Dizzy Dawn, and T-Mula. So
I heard one of the... Is that the one of the tracks with T-Mula that
Addicted,
I heard?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that on TXO.
I'm very excited about this one. Monks. And it will be distributed by TND. That is Tisungo Dadzacho. So they're going to do it in a big way. So, guys, this one's not just going to fly over your head. You're going to hear it for a long time.
They're working.
Yeah. I'm on the record scene. All right. And secondly, shout out to Stunner as well, man. People are just doing big things, making history.
Stunner's in the UK currently.
Yeah. So apparently Stunner was the first Zim hip hop artist to perform at O2. And probably Tuzungoti secondly with XQ. But XQ doesn't really regard himself as a rapper. So we'll just give this kudos and pat on the back to Darazio, aka Stunner.
Nah, I'm gonna keep XQ in the rap circles, even though he errs every time he's asked if he's a rapper.
Hey, Stunner's cool, man. Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah, he's cool, literally.
He's very cool out there. Yeah. Even XQ. XQ, you know, there's even some controversy, even Ari Koko. You know, there was some Zim celebs put out some posts saying that he's fallen out with Amara Brown over that Bachelor song. But he just came through, responded, and slammed it and said,
That's all he said. Yeah, good.
Because their story was Amara Brown snubbed XQ and didn't want to come out to perform Bachelor with him, which is not true. But close sources say Amara was backstage preparing for her own performance and wasn't really in the loop of that, and there wasn't enough time for her to cross over
were the two of them at the same event,
but different sets, and so there wasn't enough time for her to cross over and join him on stage.
I can understand why they would think could you one snub the other, but I would expect them to do their research first, at least before they come out and just start blatantly lying and tarnishing somebody's image like that.
Just to play devil's advocate a little bit, they didn't really like say, they put like a question mark at the end of the statement to say Amara Brown falls out with XQ over whatnot.
So they did
a question.
So basically,
but you know, people will just run with it.
So basically, they did a Celatine.
And Brian Willis.
Keep it real Fridays,
man. Yo.
I am not involved in that one. You are well known for doing that shit.
Not at all.
I got proof when you misquoted. When you misquoted, hey, Mr. Red.
What they say? But anyway, that's some old stuff. Let's keep it moving, yo.
It's evidence.
But shout out to Stunner, man. Stunner is going to be performing in Birmingham this weekend as well. So, Hasuzuka Kumba, Shukumanya.
Shout out to Stunner. Shout out to XQ. Shout out to Amara Brown. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, we're seeing pictures of Amara Brown. She's killing it on stage. Shout out to Toki Vibes. It's not hip hop, but I heard he just came through last minute and kind of owned the stage. So, shout out to him. And keeping it moving with more events, Changamire Hip Hop Festival hits SA.
This is the second time. It's been in SA before.
Yes, the second time, and they're gonna be by a place called. Is it Hydro on the Boulevard?
Hydro on the Boulevard,
yeah, California,
South Africa,
Santon. Yeah, so pull up to that.
Shout out to Jackson Dazimboy.
Yeah, headliners will be Junior Brown, Kiki Badass, Fuchi, and so many more. And really, so many more.
But I'm going to say that for all episodes, not our Fuchi.
And DJ Backspin. I'm going to tell other people, you know, who really get mentioned. I don't really know who this guy is.
I got a feeling a lot of people are going to be offended by
Blue
the fact that you always saw many more.
Yaka Yaka was in Zim, I think, in January or something. Would have loved to meet her. But yeah, I think it's going to be a lit Changamire Festival. I wish we could go. I bumped into Jackson, the same boy. Yeah, man. He wishes we were there as well. So I guess maybe in the future, yeah, people will plan to order and then we'll be included in these things also. Because me, I don't know.
Like, keep it real, Fridays. It's getting shunned from all these deals. I mean,
I also have many occasions which I can pinpoint.
Sakai teamwork, sir. Sakai, it's a team then.
Yeah. And last but not least, there was that track which was released last week by Marcus Mafia featuring Episode from Ghana featuring Nina Grande called Chimbomira.
Was that the reply?
It was a rumored reply because
no,
I haven't really seen him standing on it.
It was marketed as a reply, was it not?
Because even afterwards,
Chimbomira.
Chimbomira, Chimbomira.
That was a response.
What'd you think of the song?
I didn't like it.
Hey, man,
it didn't match Holy 10's song. Because here's the thing.
What's the thing, Brian?
Holy 10 went straight at Kiki Badass.
Yeah.
On his own. Okay. He used the back-to-back track. He didn't have time to go get a producer. That's not lack of creativity, my guy. Right.
Just go
then,
snatch
okay,
off a beat.
Okay, yeah. What's her
go
name?
On.
Remy Ma, which beat did she use? Can you say that was lack of creativity?
Yeah, that was lack of creativity, man. Nikki came back with No Frauds. No Frauds is still on the charts, guy. Where's Sheetha right now? Even though Sheetha killed her on the streets, where's Sheetha right
Case
now?
Case closed. It was a battle.
Yeah.
And it served its purpose.
Yeah.
Holy 10 bodied Kiki Badass. And these guys, Loya, Larry Murwi, and still come up with a track that felt weaker.
I think it was just.
And back to back. Yeah.
When that track was produced, I don't think it was dedicated to Holy 10. I think they just used it as a gimmick to step on. But otherwise, even Nina doesn't sing anything directed to him. It was just
that's why I told you when we discussed
dedicated.
This before.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have marketed the song as a diss track. Should have just
show me.
Have you not been seeing Marcus Mafia's?
Which publication?
You never saw the WhatsApps.
I saw the WhatsApps.
The broadcast. You
but
never
think,
saw those.
I think it might have been hacked. But if you check even on three mob, the song reviews
Bullshit.
And everything else, he's not pushing it as a diss track. So the song still has a future, and I think it's gonna click
stops,
as a single.
If he stops pushing it as a diss track, maybe there's
he
a future.
He never did publicly.
He did, man.
He never did publicly.
Go on his Facebook
show me.
And check.
Show us.
Go on his Facebook.
Okay, I'ma go.
Go on his Instagram.
I'ma go, but he probably took it down.
But the fact that they went to Esorwan Wagawanda,
they didn't go to Esorwan Wagawanda. They just used that point.
I want Kiki
and
to respond.
And I think it worked for him.
I just want Kiki
got
to respond.
People's attention.
If Kiki's going to respond, she should respond.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I think she should respond.
Kiki, you don't need to respond. Shout out to Holy 10.
I think
someone's hot.
Holy 10 is actually coming up with an album.
Yeah, it's cool. But I don't think Kiki has to respond. She doesn't have to. Or you can do it on your own time, baby girl.
Yeah, because I don't think there's any recovery from those bars.
She could if she really gets into a bag. Do you know the Queen of South properly? Are you doubting her?
I am, actually.
Kiki
because of the antics that happened after the diss was launched.
What antics? What she do?
Getting a gang to respond.
She didn't get no gang to respond.
Dissing on a DJ Mox and everybody else.
No,
for playing the track.
I ran in my personality. It was deeper than just playing the tracks. They've got personals.
I think she needs to respond. She needs to put herself back on the map as the queen of hip-hop.
Oh, man.
Because that's what I know Kiki for.
Anyway.
We're talking shit back when people talk shit about her.
No, but
so maybe because of what I just said, I might just get shit coming my way.
She has strategy. You don't just, you pick your battles. Not that it's a losing battle, but you just fight where you want to fight.
Saka, she picks her battle wisely is what you want to say.
Yeah, she's got to fight or respond when
case,
she needs to.
You're basically saying what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying what you're saying. But anyway, let's get to the next segment. Give me five.
No, actually,
what?
I just wanted to point out, Kute, a lot of you rappers are doing very big things. We got Junior Brown, we got Stunner, Birmingham, Anana XQ, we got Anana Fuchi, we got Anana Takura, you know. I just like to give a shout out to all you rappers that are putting in work, because I really think you guys, a lot of you guys are not really appreciated to the extent that you're supposed to be appreciated.
Mm.
I'm saying this because of a tweet that was put out by Zezuru Rockstar.
What did he say?
On Twitter. Yeah, it's a tweet, so Twitter. Duh. Anyway,
he
says, Kutanzi, shout out. Zezuru Rockstar put out a tweet, basically, and you're saying, shout out. Okay, I'm paraphrasing it. You're saying, shout out to all the 30-year-old plus rappers still living with their parents, and, you know, they only thrive off their music, what, and they don't have anything to fall back on. You know, like, you know, that kind of like condescending kind of statement. And he was responded to by MC Cheetah.
Oh, okay. What do you say?
MC Cheetah.
But it was a subliminal. Because Cheetah, is Cheetah under those circumstances? Or
no, not even. Yeah. MC Cheetah, we all know MC Cheetah has a 9-to-5 besides the music.
Yeah.
But MC Cheetah's angle now, MC Cheetah says to him, hey, I don't know. Basically, MC Cheetah said to him, why are you speaking as if you're somebody who's better off than everybody else? Why are you speaking as if you've made it in life and you still owe me my money? This is MC Cheetah saying this to Zezuru. Uchine Mariangu Mpane, and you're busy on Twitter mouthing off like this. So, anyway, basically, my point is, a shout out to all the rappers.
I wanted to say something petty.
No, don't be petty, please.
Can I?
No, don't.
I'm itching.
Shout out to all the rappers. I appreciate everything that you're doing. Keep working. Don't be sidetracked by any of these people that keep on telling you bullshit about, focus on your grind. Alright, do what you gotta do. If you feel like you can do it on the music alone, do you. I, however, will not be held responsible if your music flops and you're not able to put food on your table. But anyway, don't let anybody disrespect your grind. So shout out to all the rappers. I'm sick and tired of rappers being the butt of all jokes.
This podcast is not for rappers only. Panema non-hip-hop listeners. So they're probably muted or disengaged at this point.
Hip-hoppers.
They probably disengaged. Shout out to
The dancers, you know, the Tendai Gujas, you know, the fashion people, all those people. Shout out to you. Keep doing what you do. This is Brian Willis just feeling like saying something motivational, man. And now Celotide is telling me to shut the fuck up.
Motivational before he slams someone on Gimme 5. But anyway, let's go into the Gimme 5. Better be some fire, Brian.
Okay, and we got Gimme 5 coming up next.
Who's on there?
Daddy Banan.
Keep it real Fridays with Celotide and Brian Willis.
Hey, what's up? My name is Holy Chin. I'm from Harare, currently based in Old Cyprus, studying international law. I'm 19 years old, and I'm the one that did the back-to-back track for Kiki Badass. So before I get into my biography, I'm just going to tell you why I did the back-to-back track. First of all, I wanted to let you know that it wasn't anything personal. It's hip-hop culture. Rap has always been filled with diss tracks. Even if you go to the States right now, it's always diss after diss, diss after diss. It's how you show, you know, what I call lyrical prowess. So it wasn't anything personal. I just targeted the best. And because I just felt like Zim Hip Hop is way too underrated and something needs to be done that's not ordinary to shake the game. And thank God the track went viral, blew up, been on number one since it came out, and we just want to thank God about that. But then I just want to let you know that it was nothing personal, it was just rap. I released an album yesterday. Yesterday was 1 March, around 2 a.m. I released an 11-track album entitled Early Retirement. Early retirement is all about encouraging the youth that we can leave school, we can leave our jobs, we can leave everything else we're doing when we're successful at this age. You know what? A lot of people think that life starts at 40. I've heard a lot of people saying things like, you know, you need to work so hard and for so long. But I mean, just look around. There are some young people that are really making it in life. They've retired early. Why not us? So it's filled with love, and it's also filled with some cocky bars that I can, I am, and I will. So that's basically everything about my new album, and it's available for free. So, like I said, I'm 19, studying law. I'm in my second year in university, and music is passion. Music is passion. Started this when I was 15. So I've been at it for a while now, and I just want to say shout out to Keep It Raw Fridays and keep grinding, keep supporting Zim Hip Hop. Something is about to change, something is about to shake, and I hope that we're gonna continue this journey together for a very long time. Peace out, Holy J.
Yeah. Yeah, you hanging with the famous, I don't gotta lie. Room service, Kiki, all you do is suck them dry. Holy team popping, damn it, I'm a monster. She goes herself a rapper, but she's looking like a porn star. You got bad bars, baby. Your rhyme scheming getting old, that is finished, bruh. You probably got your rent money in Janine's car. You probably think your sugar daddy is P. Diddy, huh? And that's the problem, they don't like you, they just like the curves. Do not reply me, you don't have the nerves. Rap is not for rookies, this is only for the greatest. Separate the ratchets and the hoes from the ladies. Flexing on the gram for them thirsty niggas. Girls get famous when they twerk for niggas. Oh man, I'm feeling activated now. To put an X on your name like we did it, yeah. This is over, Kiki, I just dropped a banger on you.
Flawless victory.
Okay, guys. In case you missed it, let's put this into perspective. Dimi type yeva kadzi vanopisa hupfu. Apa steady zvenyu muchita style rekubvisa nhumbu. Guys, look, I don't know how far true that is. That's not the point. The point is the bars, guys. And you know what? Holy 10. The first time I heard the name, I was like, who the fuck is this nigga? I was like, who's this fake sounding dude? Because me, you know, anytime I hear a Zimbabwean rapper with the name 10 in it, I immediately think 10 Diamond. So I really had no like aspirations for this guy, even though I heard that he dropped the diss track for Kiki Badass. You can thank Kiki Badass and the Marcus Mafia crew for me paying attention to Holy 10, because they were the guys who decided to respond to him, and I was like, why are they giving him so much attention? And then I heard the track. You heard the track as well. This is epic. This is the first time I've heard of this kid. I think he's in Cyprus studying international law. guys, I've never been this amazed by a diss track. Then he uses Drake's back to back. It had to be heat. Ooh-wee. This, wow. I'm really impressed by these bars, man. I'ma give this track a rating off. Drum roll, please. Point 5 out of 10, ladies and gentlemen, this is the highest Give Me 5 rating in the history of Give Me 5 on Keep It Real Fridays. I am Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. Keep it locked.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis. Ha 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 ha!
Yo, 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 what's good? My name is Tech Fizzle, a.k.a. the Maestro, a.k.a. the Abbot, a.k.a. the Doctor. Shout out to Celatine and Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce, YZOYK. And you're listening to Keep It Real Fridays.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
We've got a young, beautiful, vibrant young lady in the building tonight.
I'm going to summarize her as Celatine's crush. Ever since he heard anything to do with her, he wouldn't shut up about her.
But I'm just responding to some of the, you know, the comments and the feedback from people. And the ones are my old heads. Old heads for the past 2 or 4 weeks or whatever.
Anzi kerfirbunyanya kuita too much of a sausage fest.
Yeah. So people just didn't want to hear old heads speak. But okay, we'll try and dumb it down or balance it somehow. Chi-chi. But yeah, and the gender aspect as well. So we're gender mainstreaming. And we've got Niel Ainka in the building. I hope I said that right.
Can she say her name?
Ainka.
Niel Ainka.
Niel Ainka.
Yes.
Welcome, my lady. Welcome.
M'lady.
I'm already there. I'm futuristic. Let me just give a brief background how I got to know about this lady. We were at the Zim Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah, bro.
Me and Brian were like,
guys.
We're like front row, me and Brian, Gigi cooling, what?
And the sound just went.
Yeah. And then Locke and Obama, shout out to Kevin. Calvin. He just
and ASAP.
They
were hosting.
He just put up some impromptu cipher and people coming to freestyle and whatnot. Then I managed to capture this lady in front of me right now. She was she spit some hard bars. I'm like, woof, who's this? But it was a busy night. I was like, no, I need to just get details and find out if she can be on the show or whatever, whatever, whatever. But it was a busy night, Brian. After we won or whatever, and people won, it was just crazy.
Everyone
in this room won. We all winners.
We're all award winners up in here, man.
So it was crazy. People just wanted to just turn up and whatnot. So fast forward a couple of weeks later, I'm just flipping through my phone now. I'm watching the video. I'm like, ah, let me ask Kelvin, because Kelvin is the one who's like next to you in that video. I'm like, yo, Lakshan Obama, who's this chick? And it's like, ah, dude, I don't know. Some chick from Harare. Ask Beefy. And then some homie called TBK or something saw the tweet. Yes. And then he hit me up on a DM and stuff. He's like, yo, no, this is Niel Ainka. I said that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the rest is history. It just led up to this day. How did you find out about this lovely lady?
You wouldn't shut up about her.
Nonetheless.
That sounds it all up.
Nonetheless, she's here.
I got a feeling, though, knowing Celatine the way I do, it was probably something else that stood out more than your bars.
Like what?
Like what, Brian? Since you know me so well.
You were speaking more of her stage presence than you were of her bars.
The delivery
and
was...
her outfit.
I don't even remember what she was wearing. Can you see?
Really? Yeah. Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
She was quite cool. Then I heard the song Lit.
Yes.
Yeah.
The song Lit was the one where I was like, you know what? We need to get this lady on the show.
Yeah. But that's not the first song that she did. What was the first song that she did?
Gunning. That was my second song.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then Lit.
Yes.
What, Brian?
No, I just... are we done with how we got to know?
Yeah, we're done.
I'm just curious here. I know it sounds like the typical first question whenever, you know, somebody comes on an interview, but this is more for conversation. But I want to ask this question. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with that name?
Niel Ainka.
Yeah.
It's like my first name. My first name is Lay Nancy. So I basically twisted it around.
Your name is?
Lay Nancy.
Lay Nancy.
So okay. You take Lane, you twist it around, that's Niel. And then the other part makes Ainka.
Okay. Whoa. What does it mean?
It means Niel Ainka.
No. As in your name. Your real name. Yeah.
Bright Star. Yeah.
Yeah. She's living up to the name.
Yeah, it's very fitting for that. Yeah. So you're about to roll out your first project. So what's the name of the project?
It's called Candles and Candy. It's actually my mixtape.
All right.
And Lit and Gunning are off that
mixtape. Yeah. All right. Candles and Candy.
Candy.
All right.
What kind of candy are you thinking about?
Why Candles and Candy?
Candles and Candy because it shows two sides to me. The candy side of me, you know, the sweet side, the saint, angel, and then there's like the candle part.
which is
the
fiery side of me.
Slow burning. Fire.
Yes.
Okay.
Dark.
Talk about it.
Like, yo, I'ma eat you rappers type of dark.
Yes. Okay. I get it.
I'm a little confused. You said the sweet side comprises of, the candy side comprises of her sweet side, angel side. But when I thought the candle would probably represent the, you know how candles are so serene and delicate, you know.
It depends on the color of the candle.
And then the candy bit, I'm thinking, I'll take you to the candy shop.
Oh, nah.
But you know,
nah,
it could be that, because I saw one of her artworks. One of her artworks is very colorful in that light. So, yeah.
What artwork are you talking about?
The one for lit.
That's like my face only.
You say so.
What are you talking about, Celestine?
Yeah, what are you talking?
Did you see something?
What else did you see that we don't know about?
Hey, you know me, I always get exclusive stuff. Let's blame parts of your management and stuff. So, is this the energy we're gonna see throughout the tape?
Yes, that's what you're gonna see throughout the tape.
Any collabs, or it's just you? Because so far, I'm just hearing you by yourself. You know, playing with nobody else.
Why do I gotta play someone else and whatever?
I thought you were trying to build the industry.
I'm joking. Yes, others. I do have a few collabs on the mixtape.
Every joke is an element.
Female?
Of truth.
Female collabs?
Yes.
Who?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Why not?
Not gonna tell you. You're gonna have to find out for yourself.
Oh, man. But I've got some guesses, because I've seen Cindy Mnyavi big you up on social media. I've seen Kiki big you up as well. I don't know if those are like legit interactions or just something.
Yeah, I'm chilled with them. We don't have any beef. Right.
You're friends with Kiki?
We're cool people.
You're cool people. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, there might be a song they might.
Might.
No, because somehow, you know, like, the reason why I'm asking is because, what's that statement about the company you keep? And you know, we know Kiki is really like, she doesn't
like
hold
what,
back.
Right?
She doesn't hold back whenever she's like pissed off or offended or something like that. Mm-hmm. So are you this kind of person? If somebody was to like overstep their bounds, would you like put them in their place like quick damn chop like Kiki does?
I think it depends.
On
you cross me how, because you can say shit about me.
You're not, and to swear.
You can say shit about me and I won't mind, but then if it affects maybe my family or friends, then yeah, I think we're gonna get personal then.
What if you're cheated on?
By who?
By your significant other.
I don't have one. I don't need one.
Don't have one.
No.
Okay. All right.
That's what Celestine was fishing for, man.
Sure, you need to know how to work these questions, man.
Yeah, he was smart about it.
Inga, what will be even more props?
Yeah.
I'm out of this one. I will not be held responsible for what follows after this.
I
said I don't need one.
She doesn't need one, Brian.
She's an iOS.
She doesn't chill with symbionts.
Yeah.
She doesn't need you.
Yeah. She doesn't need me.
The emphasis.
She should want but not need. But anyway,
we've got to
get into a quick little break right here. We've got Niel Inga in the building. I'm your social architect, man.
Brian Willis.
Keep it real Fridays with Celestine and Brian Willis.
All right. Check out this next track by Jane DeMera called Godly Motion.
There's a godly motion. There's a godly motion. There's a godly motion. There's a godly motion.
This is godly. Enlisted International.
I will never ever quit. I got a born now, I won't pass it. Superman with a grip. You must be tripping if you think you can snatch it. They ain't never ever loved us. Now they bragging that they know us. Miracles of the fame now. In the game now, they'll dread us. Yeah, diamond in the rough.
when the time was tough. You made a hard worker for kid that procrastinated. Help him get 1,000 likes when everybody else was aiding. And you gave more the juice that enlisted had demanded. Whoever said your best mates could never equal family, it's evidently never crossed the path of this week. You had my back when everybody else was parallactic, and I can't imagine when the notice there was too myopic. Especially the homies that lied and say they had me, but turned around and stabbed me in karma's hands. I put thee, I was on my flex when there was catching feelings. You was always there with the plan when I needed, even when they doubted. You do stuck around, G, Trigger and Pablo. Can't answer the world though, never quit the motto. Aiming for the moon, but the stars will be G'd up.
And I will never ever quit. I got a ball now, I won't pass it. Superman with a grip. You must be tripping if you think you can snatch it. They ain't never ever loved us. Now they bragging that they know us. Miracles are the fame now. In the game now, they'll bread us.
And we're back with the lovely rapstress. Is that a word? Or is it because songstress is.
I think it's your word.
Yours?
Your word. It's yours. Yeah.
Okay.
You come up with words from nowhere and you ask us, is that a
exactly,
word?
How are
you supposed to know?
No, I'm just looking for affirmation.
Rapstress.
Rapstress.
All right. Just a quick one. So I read this other article. You were interviewed and you were saying a lot of people have promised you to take your career to greater heights and stuff, and you're like, nah, I'm not rocking with them like that. Who is there anyone who like kind of talked you out of it, or your own instinct?
I think
made you back
my
out.
Instinct. Yeah, because it's obvious there's gonna be people who're gonna approach you saying they're gonna do this, that for you, and you obviously know that they're not gonna do it because I trust my instinct.
Is it that they won't do it, or the cost at which they will do it is too high?
The cost.
And usually the cost is.
I'm gonna tell you.
You know, because I think it's tough being a female MC in this industry.
Because I'm just trying to understand, were these
why
like
do
promoters?
You call them female MCs?
What do you want to be called? What do you want to be called?
I'm just an MC. No, why do I have to be female or male? Do you ever see a male rapper?
No. Clearly, yes, you're an MC, and I respect you in that regard. But there's also a factor that we cannot ignore, that you're female, and because you're female, you are vulnerable to certain things that male rappers are not vulnerable to, you know? Like a producer saying, I'll give you a beat for free if you sleep with me.
Okay.
No producer is going to say that to our peers. Even if
gay.
They're female or gay. Okay, maybe if it's gay, I don't know. But you get what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make it seem like you're weaker because you're female, but you are, what's the word? Susceptible. To certain vulnerabilities that male MCs are not vulnerable. So I'm sorry if it comes off as offensive when I say female MC, but that's the point I was trying to drive across too when I said it's tough.
Okay.
You get it. Mm-hmm.
I was just asking.
Okay, cool. But you understand we're on the same page, huh?
Yes, I understand.
But you know what? McLean cleaned this up. He was like, this is sometimes we actually want money. These girls will be like, yo, I don't have the money right now. But yo, what can we do? Poppy, what can we do?
Obviously, there's some girls that
so
are going to come on that.
Let's not blame the guys when guys are like, yo, now give me this exchange. I'll give you these 5 beats.
Are you saying none of them do that?
I don't know. I can't just blame it on people. I don't know. I don't stereotype that well. So, yeah. Let's keep it balanced. Have you experienced, has someone tried to finesse some coochie?
She just confirmed it.
Okay, I didn't catch it, but can you just confirm?
Yes, it happens to every.
Who's this guy?
I'm not gonna tell you.
You see, that's the other issue that I have problems with. Like, why do you keep them okay, but you know what? Panonge Munagaze and online and they blasted
the Monkey Business rapper?
Double J from Monkey Business.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's her name? Jecha Koso.
Yeah, Kara.
Kara.
That's your friend, right?
She.
I saw you guys together.
Is she your friend? Are you friends? Awards.
I don't really have friends.
Oh, fake friends.
And I don't.
No, I don't. I have too.
Anyway, the point I'm making is Kara ended up, you know, accusing somebody of like almost raping her, and then she didn't have evidence to back it up.
Yeah.
And that story just died because she was saying she's taking him to court. But anyway, you know what? Today is not about them. Today is about you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, let's not take it there.
But the good thing is, you know, our lovely guest here is in the good hands of 194 Entertainment. When did you guys link up? And is it a label situation or is this management?
She's my manager.
Okay.
Wait, is 194 Entertainment a person or is the person...
That's a she. So is this one person in this 194? Because the way you answered it's like...
No, it's the way you phrased your question.
No, but you could have corrected me.
Okay. My manager is Fuzzy.
Yeah.
And she owns 194. Shout out to her.
She's cool.
She's amazing.
Yeah, the only reason you're saying that is because she's sitting right in here with us, man.
No, she's like...
No, not you. Stellatine.
Okay.
Or me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
But yeah. I can safely say she's a cool person. I've interacted with Fuzzy before this. Winter Wars last year with Sanda. We were judges. She also does hip. We've had her on
you
the show,
you guys were
man.
Judges?
I wasn't here.
No,
last year.
I was a judge.
Last
me,
year.
Me and Sanda for Winter Wars. Me and Anonzi Sanda, we
I
were judges.
I was there, though.
You didn't come say hi.
Okay.
Cool. Why didn't you come say hi?
It's okay. It's okay.
Shout out to 194 Entertainment though. They do it big.
So anyway, so I noticed you also looking to do like more some international collabs. Are there like any people that you haven't worked with right now who you'd like to have on some songs?
International people.
Shoot
yes. Yes, there are a few people.
Put it out there to the universe.
I'd actually love to work with Nasty C.
Okay.
Because he's like someone I look up to. He's all so young and has achieved a lot. And
true.
I feel like if another person can do it, why can't I do it?
True.
So I feel like his music and my music, we could make something
special.
Quite dope.
Okay.
Why did you have to say it like special?
Yeah, it'll be special.
Okay.
You know,
it's deep.
You know what I'm loving about this whole thing? Mm-hmm. Now the more that I'm talking to you, is you see right through Celadon. You see right
for
through all
is.
All his snide little comments.
Yes. And
a lot of people, nice. For some reason, they don't see it.
They don't see it.
Like, they don't see it. I'm just loving the fact that she sees right through you like a broken-ass window.
Hey, sir, I'm an open book. I'm an open book.
Okay.
Okay, so Nasty C, who else?
Rolene.
Rolene.
Yes.
I heard
she's amazing.
I heard an unreleased song.
Serious?
Of her in AT.
She's actually
quite amazing as well.
Quite amazing.
Yeah, you should definitely lock her in. Like, so you'll be rapping or you'll be singing?
Rapping, please.
You don't sing at all?
I used to kind of sing.
Just drop a note for us.
I'll back it up. I'll do the quote.
I'm
like
terrible.
That.
Like, I used to kind of sing before I start rapping, actually.
So you are like a shower singer?
No, I actually did record a song, but then we never released it.
Why not?
It sounded like crap, like pure crap. I was 14. So,
all right.
And we kept like re-recording the song again and again. It wasn't working.
How old are you now?
I'm 18.
So you're literally fresh out of high school.
Yes.
All right. So will you be like furthering your studies, or you'll be just focusing on your art side?
I want to work on my music.
All right. Yeah. And fashion?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I actually do design, but then I'm not gonna take my designs out there yet.
Why not?
Cause it's not time. You always know when it's time.
What kind of designs? Is it like streetwear or like metropolitan?
Kind of like everything, but for females only.
Okay.
Mm. Why females?
Cause that's all I can do right now.
She doesn't need.
I feel like guys' fashion is like so simple.
Guy stuff.
Simple.
Yeah, it's kind of simple.
Actually, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is true.
So, who's Dele Teferi?
He's like my friend.
Okay. The friend.
He actually lives in Kenya, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's like a huge fan.
Kenya.
Huh?
Kenya.
What the hell is he saying, though?
I don't know what the guy's saying.
No, the way she said, he's actually in Kenya, like nothing can happen.
You know what, I'm not going to comment.
See where this guy is.
He is an instigator.
He is.
He really is.
Fashion. Very long distance.
And being young like this, your parents are supportive of you like just wanting to focus fully on music, or they like at least go to school, have something to fall back on? What's the situation with that?
Well, it's complicated.
Okay. So parents do not support
it. It's complicated.
We can safely say that.
Look, you're very young, and a lot of people probably still trying to, in your age, are trying to figure out which career path to take.
Exactly.
Should I do law, or should I do medicine, or should I do business management? Should I? But okay. But I know parents usually just have a certain direction they want their kids to take. But yeah.
No, you know what? Parents think they know what's good for their kids. But you know what usually shuts parents up?
Mm.
Their paycheck.
True.
When you bring in their paycheck and they're like
This
is what better thing. I'm trying to put that song, and I can't open a record and I got to get a 10 money. I'm going to ground up for the next 2 months. Hey, these are the royalties. Hey, they want to get this record to eat. That's usually how
they know, because some of these things, maybe for you, because you only started, I don't know how many months, you're not like a year.
In July.
Mm-hmm. So it could be like a little phase. Within a year, you'll be done with music. You'll be like, okay, now.
No, I've always had a love, massive love for music ever since I've been like 12. I actually started writing songs when I was 12. And then the rap thing is kind of new to me, but I'm loving it. I'm not going to back down from it.
But, you know, it's just a good fallback plan, because one day, God forbid, you wake up and you can't even utter a single word. But if you have, like, a degree to fall back on, you can be a mime just killing
it. Cindy actually did post something about that. She's like, why do people ask, okay, you're an artist, you sing, what else do you do besides that?
Yeah.
It's kind of offensive.
Not really.
Because it's also a job.
Look at it this way. I even responded to Cindy. I'm like, yo, Cindy, you're an entrepreneur. So people will...
Because of her music. And
she's won, like, awards for entrepreneurship. True. So why should she find it rude if someone says, what else do you do? Because you do a lot of things.
No, she won entrepreneurship awards because of her music.
Yeah, fair, fine. She can respond.
Because of her music.
Yeah.
She said the music. Okay, her response to me is the music opened doors for the other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it should be offensive, because I could ask you the same thing. Maybe you'd be like, okay, I want to dabble into tech a little bit, or tech and fashion. So, you know.
Okay.
Or maybe just it depends on how the person says it. So.
Yeah, maybe.
But it shouldn't actually be offensive, because even if you look at a lot of these other artists, they don't just do music alone. Even like if you look at people like P. Diddy, Ciroc.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent, he sold Formula 50 to Coca-Cola. Clothing lines, Snoop Dogg started manufacturing Impalas, you know, those
when
cars.
Did he start that?
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
That was way back in the day. I don't know if he
had he started
but
rapping.
After the music.
Exactly.
No, but
so don't take offense, guys.
Don't take offense.
So after the music.
No, but don't take offense if people ask you what else you do, because maybe that music opened up the doors.
Especially in a country where the music doesn't really pay for a lot of...
True.
It's like a very small percentage of people who actually, you know, can really say, no, all I just do is perform and I live off that. I don't have to...
It's always a good idea to open a lot of income revenues.
True.
No matter what it is. Wangwakatanga from pole dancing to rapping... To
who are you talking about?
To orphanages.
Who are you talking about?
Tara Baludi.
Yeah. She actually trained as a pole dancer.
Yes, man.
Okay.
As a not stripper, pole dancer.
Yes.
There's actually
so you used to support her? You used to go check out and support?
I never saw her pole dancing career, actually.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, things start off differently, you know.
True.
But you never know where what will take you.
That's true.
Yeah. So I was just trying to sum up like a little class of 2017. I'm like, okay, there was like a class, I think... Niall would be in there. I think Natasha Mose would be in there. Maybe Freshy, Kiki. Did I leave out anyone, Brian?
Kiki will be the one who's always on the monitor's noise list.
And Kara.
Kara will always be the one who goes to, you know.
Sure.
Teacher can walk in there. Hey, have a nice weekend, people. Kara seems that over. But ma'am, you didn't give us homework.
I remember those kids. Finna just get online and say, where are those guys right now? Where are you guys with your lives? You know?
Yeah.
So, is it like some sort of like female, I don't know, like a super project you guys will probably put together and jump on?
I can't say because I'm not sure. But
weren't you on Queens of Hip Hop?
Yeah.
Oh,
Full Star FM?
No.
The Power FM
project.
Prometheus, what?
Yeah. Queens of Hip Hop.
I think
you're
she
not
was
on
snubbed.
It?
You Queen was... of High School Rap.
No, not that
actually
one.
Actually, a project called Queens of Hip Hop.
No,
I have a Freshie's on it. Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Natasha
but...
Moves is on it.
I don't know.
But Kiki Badass Kiki... is not there.
I'm
and,
not there.
And yeah. you're not there.
I
so
I have a problem with that.
Apana Queens of Hip Hop.
So we're just gonna toss it to the bushes because of that.
I haven't heard it yet, so I can't really confirm whether they
Queens of Hip Hop. Okay, we'll be goddesses.
But you know, the fact that they didn't put Kiki on
it, it's a bad image for it to have Queen of Hip Hop as a title and not have Kiki on it. I actually thought about it after we had the discussion last time
because they didn't put Kiki on there. They didn't put my crush, so I didn't really check for it. I just let it rock.
Who's your crush?
I'll tell you during the break.
It's Niala Anka.
I'll tell you during the break. But so I was like, nah, I'm not checking for this. This is some fashionist stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah,
Chingotin Diniao.
Huh?
Chingotin Diniao, your crush. She's waiting for you to confirm. Hona, look,
nah,
look at that. Look at the look on her face.
Like,
look,
you see this guy.
She's Sagandi Tiara.
Yeah, Tiara.
Okay, Saga, his crush is Tiara Baluti.
Yeah, my crush is Tiara.
MC Cut, watch out.
Even though they're cut. So.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Booty.
Okay.
I do not know border people.
Okay.
yeah. Go take a quick little break and we'll be right back with the new Queen of Hip Hop.
Is that a safe title for her?
Very safe.
You setting her up, my guy.
I'm not setting her up for nothing.
Niall, are you the queen of hip hop?
The goddess of hip hop.
I am your social architect.
Like, okay. Brian Willis.
Excellent.
No limit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brr. It doesn't matter really what they had to say. If you want money, then you wanna keep it 100. Da 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 da.
That was the young queen, Natasha Moves. And this is Tag. She ain't no pushover, yo. Keep it locked.
Keep it real Fridays with Celadine and Brian Willis.
Check this out. We're back with the main event of the show.
My favorite, and we're not switching it up to some HIV sounding title yakwe last weekend. We back, ladies and gentlemen, the SMF. Because of
smash, marry, or friend zone. What's your taste like?
It's because we're on someone's turf. But now we're back at curve.
His wife was going to kung fu your ass with the SMF.
But you know what? Yeah, we're now back on curve. We can do whatever we want. So Brian, just roll us out with the rules.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my favorite segment. This is Smash, Marry, or Friend Zone. What we do is we give you three names.
Talk about it.
All right, males, unless you like females.
No.
Well, the way she's just saying she doesn't
males?
Need them. She
males,
doesn't need
please?
A man.
Okay, she wants males.
I say right now.
Don't interrupt my introduction, please. Are you done?
Hey,
Shut up. Anyway, so we give you three names, male names, and you choose whether you would smash, marry, or friend zone. But you can only use each option once. So tikati Lazarus Bora. The gringo.
Yeah, that's gringo.
If you say smash, of which I don't know why you'd say smash. anyway, that's not it's not up to me to judge. That means smash is out of the question. You now have Mary and friend zone for Sir Wicknell and Philip Chiangwa. You know, these are just examples.
Okay.
So yeah. Let's get it rolling, ladies and gentlemen. Celatine, ball back to you.
And the names are, there's Fucci, there's MC Cheetah.
Wait, what if I don't know these people?
Nah, I'm sure you definitely know
them. Okay, I know MC Cheetah, I don't know Fucci.
Don't know Fucci?
No.
Ah, Fucci walkway with a man crush you're having on Fucci these days, Celatine.
MC Cheetah.
Okay.
Stunner. What's it look? And 10 Diamond.
Ah!
Okay.
MC Cheetah, Stunner, and 10 Diamond. Fucci, unfortunately, was thrown to the bushes.
Shout out to Fucci, man. Call him.
Why do there have to be people that are going to find me so easily?
Makes it more interesting.
No. Makes it scary.
Why would it be scary?
Why would it be scary?
10 Diamond, I'm sure, is in a serious relationship.
How do you know that, Brian?
I said I'm sure. I don't know for sure, but sure. I'm sure. Anyway, who else?
MC Cheetah and Stunner.
Stunner is in a relationship. MC Cheetah, if... Yeah,
It's been in here. Okay, talk about it.
He was recently on Twitter busy bodying the rockstar. Anyway, you heard all that in the
this
news.
This must be a very tough one.
Ladies, MC Cheetah... Stunner or 10 Diamond. Oh, sorry, I forgot. When you give the option, you have to tell us why. y'all thought you were clever having a little small
smash,
discussion, huh?
Mary,
so, smash, marry your friend zone. Let's hear it.
You said who? MC Cheetah?
MC Cheetah.
Stunner and 10 Diamond. What are these people like relationships?
I used to have an about surgery.
Don't matter. You could be in one also.
Guys, my mom hears me talking about smashing.
It's alright.
This why ain't gonna be...
Oh, don't let your mom know about this show.
My mom always finds out.
Really?
Is your mom anyway, it's in a hypothetical
Sorry?
Game.
Your mom is, she's 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're 18?
Yeah.
So you're legal. Please answer the questions. Thank you.
Okay.
I have to take off my shades for this one.
It's friend zone smash and marry, right?
Yeah. We prefer the order smash, marry, or friendzone, but whichever. Options, please.
Saving the best for
last.
Oh,
look at her giggle, man. Oh, man. You should see the smile
this
on her face.
Cool.
She's so
okay.
Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, my
this is like
gosh.
The coolest part of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would smash.
talk about it.
This is so rude.
It's hypothetical. It's no. People shouldn't take anything from this.
Okay.
You would smash.
Enlisted International.
I just forgot the names.
10
and Cheetah. Stunner.
Okay, I will marry.
Sure. I think crickets are needed here.
Yeah, we need crickets.
So you'd marry?
I don't think I'll marry any of them, but since it's hypothetical, I would marry maybe 10.
Okay, so 10 for marriage.
Mm.
Why would you marry Mr. 10 Diamond?
I actually don't have reasons to any of the things I'm going to say.
No, but you have to come up with one.
Why do you think he might make a good husband?
He looks like a good husband.
Alright.
Okay.
Alright. Looks like a good husband.
I wouldn't know what a good husband looks like, man. So I ain't gonna confirm or say anything on top of that. Okay. So
anyway,
moving on.
I would smash.
Kwasara MC Cheetah na...
The smash yung go sick.
Na Stunner.
The smash is just making a lot.
Kwasara MC Cheetah na Stunner.
A smash Stunner.
Okay.
I think I know why, but tell us why.
Because I just want to do that.
Okay.
I think she saw the sex tape.
Yeah. Probably.
What the hell? No, I don't see it. I did not see it.
Was she even of legal age when she saw it? I don't think
so. No.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. So it's just leaves.
How did you know there was a sex tape? We should have said, well, what sex tape?
No, I think everyone knows about it. Everyone does know
okay,
about
she didn't see the sex tape.
Stunner,
she would smash Stunner.
Next week
yeah,
I think he's got another show in Birmingham this coming weekend, so dude, he's gonna be there for a while.
So friend zone.
Yeah.
The way he just said it, he's gonna be there for a while. Like you're gonna have to wait for him.
Yeah, yeah. Good things come to those who wait. Just hope Dion doesn't hear this. But,
so by so by default, yeah. Friend zone falls on MC Cheetah.
Yes.
Oh, why friend zone MC Cheetah?
Why not?
Do you know him personally?
No.
Okay. But no, yeah, Joe.
I don't know him personally.
Okay, but you'd like to know him personally sometime.
I wouldn't want to know anyone personally right now.
Sure.
No, when we say personally, we don't mean like, you know.
I know.
Not
I say, know.
I'm not
just,
saying know him
like,
sexually.
Yeah, I don't want to be I don't want to be friends with any new people at this moment.
No new friends in the industry.
Yes.
No.
So your friends are just Kiki, Nana, Cindy. Right, cool. Gotcha.
My best friend actually called Rumbi. She's in the States. Shout out to my girl.
All right. Just drop her Instagram and do a post. Just give her a shout out, you know.
So you can stalk her.
I would like to know, are we friends at least?
We're cool people.
She might just go up and say, no, they're not my friends.
We're cool. Like, I really don't like calling people my friends.
Anyway, I'll take that. It's cool.
Shirinana.
It's something. Anyway, just to summarize it.
She would smash Tin. Oh, Stunner. Because she wants to.
Hypothetical, by the way.
Yeah, hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wants to. She wants to hypothetically smash Stunner. She wants to hypothetically marry Tin Diamond because he looks like Barry Edgemetti. And she will hypothetically friendzone MC Cheetah because she doesn't know him.
She thinks he's bad news or something. I think she's heard something.
She was asked if she would like to know him. She said no.
Are you instigating?
No, something. I'm just saying what you said.
She's heard something on these streets.
Nah, you know what? She has every reason to protect herself, man.
Yeah, man.
Anyway,
shout out to Cheetah.
Meow, thank you for coming through, man. Where can people find you online?
On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, not really, but at Nial_anchor, which is spelled N-I-A-L, then underscore, then A-I-N-C-A.
I bet you didn't have any trouble finding that username. It wasn't used up by anyone.
Nope, no one has it.
Yeah.
I figured.
And my music on YouTube and SoundCloud.
Right. Same spelling?
Yes.
No underscore.
No underscore.
Okay. Right. Cool. Definitely check out that one.
You should.
And yourself, Brian?
Brian Willis, ZW on Twitter and Instagram. Cashbit Brian Willis on Facebook. And if you want to be sending music, send it to keepitrealfri@gmail.com. Keep the music coming and please label the music appropriately. We actually had a veteran. A veteran send a song in AUD.
I think it's thinking twice. It might just catch a fade.
Was it Meister? I'm not sure. I think so.
Hold on.
I'm not sure.
Meister's a veteran?
Apparently, I heard he's a veteran.
Let me not get into that. You can find me hashtag social architect at SELETINE on all social media platforms, man. Big things coming soon. Miss Anchor,
yes.
Thank you for pulling through.
And thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Shout out to Fugsy, man. 194 in the building.
Yes. She's smiling.
With Celadine and Brian Willis. Hardly remember your face anymore.
tried to lie to myself. Told myself I couldn't break and I could handle myself. Then my friends pushed me to the edge, killing my liver. Flex like a diva, shoot a die like Caesar, lived on the verge. 14 years when I felt death carry me. Look to the sky, hope the angels will cherish me. Mama praying, papa sighing, I was crying. Tear recovering, devil smiling, I was dying. 2014, my life had been a female dog. Life was chess and the devil said checkmate. Dad had no job, lost in the fog. Death wasn't at the door, it was in the premises. Prayer and tears show the family's weaknesses. In my heart, I had lost the hope. Lifeline on the line. Somebody cut the rope, cause somebody cut the rope, cut it now, please. Who says I ain't breaking down? Who says I can't handle it? Who says, tell me who says? Could you tell me who said that? Who says I ain't breaking down? Who says I can't handle it? Who says, tell me who said? Loud and clear, I could sense death smelling me. My boo ain't even cold to even check up on me. See, I was dying, yeah, nobody was calling me. See, I was missing, yeah, my friends didn't notice shit. Fuck, damn, I've been getting so emotional. Is this the love that I get for being good to y'all? I can never trust nobody, I'll be so cynical. Attend to my critical and make it sound lyrical. My papa gonna be mad off this life I chose. We ain't so close, I overdose. When I think of the friends I lost, music cost. Every now and then I go ghost just to make a toast. Wake up and tell you hustle, gotta build my family castle. Lot of Pablo muscle, gotta get my dough and puzzle. My ex on the highway to hell, with 80 fucking mirror stories to tell and dreams to sell.
Co-sign, signed, sealed, and delivered. That was Niel Anka with a track called Who Says, exclusive from 194 Entertainment, only on Keep It Real Fridays.
Capital 263.